Blog Talk Radio.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Take me to the king.
on every hill. Live as you see, the song say, take you to the King. You know, sometimes you just need to listen to some songs that can definitely soothe our heart, whether we feel that, you know, we are part of that movement or not. But sometimes you just need that enlightenment, that soothing voice to touch us. Because, you know, a lot of us are stressed. All of us are going through stuff that, you know, just not healthy for our life. And I know it's hard that we are in positions that we just do not want to be in. And sometimes we just do not know what to do or how to go about doing it and how to solve the problem. So we kind of sit back and some of us get into prayer, some of us get into meditation. It all depends on, you know, what type of thought pattern that you're in. You definitely try to find a way to calm yourself down and relax. Sometimes we just want to get away. You know, some people take a more negative path and take substance, but they shouldn't be taking just to get the problem out of their head, even though it's still there. And that's just not a route to take. It's still going to come back to the problem. But tonight, we definitely going to be talking about being free. And being free is not a single or one mindset. No, it's very open. Those who are definitely single always chiming in. You know, girls calling in. You can also inbox as well, too. To definitely be a part of the show. And I really think that a lot of us need to look for how to be free. And it's not always being free financially. Sometimes you have a lot of problems within ourselves, you know. Low self-esteem, not believing in that we can actually do things and make things happen. And sometimes we just need guidance. Sometimes we need someone to talk to. Sometimes we need someone to guide us through life. Sometimes we just need to turn to ourselves and say, look, you can do it. Whenever you accomplish something, pat yourself on the back. Encourage yourself. That's very important. To always encourage yourself. You know, and these are some things that you could practice on being free. Because being free is a key to being happy. You don't want to never feel that you're burdened in what you're doing. You want to feel that this is a step that I choose to take, whether it's a step just to get to another step or to another place in life. It's still a choice that you're being free, that you choose to take to get where you want to go. So I'm definitely going to be playing some inspirational videos and a music song as well, too. That's going to be a part of the show where I'm going to be doing some commentating as well. And definitely, again, those who are listening, if you have any comments, you can always go inside the chat box and definitely put a comment in and we could address it. No, it's just about you on the show, Ajay. All right, but those who definitely want to call in, you can call 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. Your voice definitely will be heard and be appreciated because we all are part of the solution on being free. And we all want as an individual and as a people. So it's very important for us to be in the right mindset and do this together. Because freedom definitely starts within you. The first step to freedom is to be free within yourself. Not as a collective, but to be free within yourself. And a lot of times we hope to get to that point in our life. But we're happy. And we just sometimes take steps that is definitely not getting us right. We just need a line of people also that's not leading us right. Sometimes we say, you know what? I'm going to change the people that I'm around. And then lead right back to the same type of people. Obviously, I change the people I'm around and still get nowhere. So I say to you, it's not just all about changing the people that you're around, but it's about changing the mindset that's inside you. See, it's all about the way how you perceive life and the mindset that you have. Because if that might change the outcome of your life, not just changing the people you're around. Because if you have the same mindset that was creating the issue that you don't like, changing the people ain't gonna change anything. That's just like a band-aid you put on a big wound without actually attending to the actual problem. So we definitely have to address the actual problem, which is our mindset first. I'm going to get into this video here real quick, and I'm going to be doing some commentating on it. So I think it's going to be very inspiring to a lot. But sometimes just need to hear a word of encouragement to be motivated, you know, to be yourself. Because, you know, we look for this freedom, but yet we're not ourselves. A lion cannot be free in the jungle if he don't know he's a lion. He first has to know himself, like the Lion King. Simba wasn't able to rule until he realized he had raw blood and he was destined to be king until that part that was actually pulling him down, the low self-esteem that he had. You know, we call that self-esteem his evil uncle. You know, these are just symbols of showing that we need to overcome and be more self-governed, master of ourselves. So this way, we could be able to be more controlled and dictating where we want to be in life. So I'm definitely going to start this here and let your guys just be motivated and inspired on being yourself.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south. And you're going to say, this is how I am. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem, and you solve the next one, and then the next. And if you solve enough problems, you get to come home.
Excuses sound best. Works in this big for mom. Because you grew up in a household of dysfunction, trauma, mental, spiritual, physical, emotional abuse. Does it mean that that's the outcome of what your life experience tested? Excuses sound best. Now full of sorry for yourself. Get off the pity party. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. Get in shape. It's game on. It's focus. It's ghosts. On believing. On love. It's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater than the other side. And if you never tapped into it, it's what caused the first time you felt it.
When I was young, I did not know who and what I wanted to be. And so I was influenced by the things that I've seen with my eyes. And what I've seen with my eyes is what I wanted to become. Why do you think you need to wait until you get a little older to become the things that you want to become in life? The problem is not making money. Because at some point, we're all going to make some money. The problem is, what do you do when you make your money? Eventually, we're going to get old, real old. And it's about you. It's about you. So this is what I want to leave you with. When you make the decision, and I want everybody to hear me on this, even the adults, when you make the decision to do what you want to do with your life, just know this. Because the family and the friends in your life do not share your vision, in both cases, talk about what you want to do with your life. But know this, only those that see the invisible do the impossible. So because they don't see what you see, doesn't mean that you're supposed to settle and not do the things that God has made you with your mind and spirit. Because if you don't control pain,
you're controlled. I think the greatest of people that have ever been in society, they were never versions of someone else. They were themselves. It's a great tragedy. People perform in ways that don't fully tap everything they do best. You don't think about Michael Jordan, the basketball player, and say, oh, he was just like this other player. No. You don't even say he was like this player plus that player divided by two plus this. No. Suppose it's worse than that. Suppose it's worse than that. And journey your heart to the end and into the day. It's not getting better. It's not the hill harder. The strong people, before you embark on this journey, mentally, you have to turn something. Don't just look at first. When you embark on this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. When it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than your head. Sacrifice the day of tomorrow's betterment. Sharpen your arsenal for perfection of what you can be. But if you didn't know that, mentally, you should prepare for the fact say something wrong, maybe it's time to stop. It's time to move for you further. You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process, knowing what you're about to go into step before, knowing an uphill battle, but a winnable one and one that's achievable. At the end of this race, guys, you're looking for two. First step, guys, is knowing the tougher. Through that effort, knows the character versus the one to be at the end. Step, how else do you stay on your path? Document. Know where we are, guys. You must first know where we stand.
I am the great.
They were never versions of someone else. Were so.
We all have this negative self-talk that goes in our head. Guess what? There's enough people that are telling us we can't do, that we're not good enough. Why do we want to tell ourselves that? We know for a fact that thoughts inform actions. We thought there would be the pico shelter from the legislature. Right? We know that our thoughts inform actions. Why do we want to take that negative self-talk to ourselves? We need to get our own self-affirmation. Muhammad Ali, what was his self-affirmation? I am the greatest. Who else is going to tell you? You need to be quiet moments in your bedroom, quiet moments when you're brushing your teeth, that we need to reaffirm, I am the captain of my ship and the master of my fate. That is my affirmation.
And looking forward to a time that I would feel good again, just need to keep moving forward. And sometimes I had to be brave, and it wasn't always easy. Sometimes I faltered, I had bad days, but I realized that being brave is important. For me, I feel it's the key way to keep moving. So, all in all, I don't waste energy feeling bad about myself. I surround myself with people that I want to be with, and I keep moving forward. So with this philosophy, I hope that all of you, regardless of your optimism, have a very happy life.
I bless you. I keep it. No one else. I am the greatest. There is no one better than me. Hubris and ego and false pride. It's just reminding yourself in quiet, silent moments. I put it down on a list. Right beside my mirror.
Bad, 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 bad charge woman. All of you chumps are going to bow when I'm looking. All of you. I know you got it. I know you got it, Dick. But the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
As you hear there, at the ending of it, was that Muhammad Ali, definitely someone who was very inspirational, who definitely believed in himself and his ability and making things happen. You know, we have to stop using excuses on why we can't do something. Most of the time, we have an excuse. How we have an excuse to back up that excuse. We have an excuse to back up that excuse. We definitely need to stop it. We definitely need to start learning how to be free. How to be free and moving forward in life. How to be free to know once we put our mind to it, we can definitely accomplish it. And I'm not trying to sit there and tell you that being free is a simple task of a click of the finger. But what I am saying is that you definitely have to be the one to approach it in a way that nobody have never approached it before. You definitely have to be the one to believe that you can and will and must be free. So let's stop depending on other people and their success. Let's stop depending on, oh, only if this has happened. Only if that went the way how I think it should have went. Let's stop doing that. Because as we continue doing that, we're definitely going to always be stuck in the same position over and over and over and over again. And let's get ourselves in a position where we definitely would love to be in. And like I'm saying, it's not about jumping up and saying, you know what, I want to be my own entrepreneur. I want to be my own manager and quitting your job. I'm sure some people have done it. Sometimes it works out, sometimes they don't. You know, I'm not going to tell you that. What I'm going to say is that follow your heart. And sometimes in following your heart, you might just need that job you're working on to make that situation possible. Because it takes money to make money. That's the reality. It takes money to make money. You know, a lot of people give their story telling, oh, I quit my job, I left it, and you know, everything worked out, but they never told you the in-between. They kind of skipped the in-between as if it never existed. Never talk about the assistance that they got. Never talk about the help that was given. Never talk too much about how hard it was. Never talk about if things were just handed to them. You know, they kind of like fast-forwarded from I quit my job to how beautiful it is. You know, we need to start telling the truth. And when I say tell the truth, I'm not saying to anyone that's not telling the truth to you, but telling the truth means to say the whole story. The whole story. And once you tell the truth, then the person have a better idea to make a decision. A very great decision and a route and a path that they may want to be first and done, there in the beginning, there in the end, which is really not fair to them. So we definitely have to stay encouraged because for sure it's all possible and it will happen, but it definitely has to be in your heart. It has to be in your heart to know that, hey, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. And no matter what happens, I'm going to accomplish it. And once you have that mindset that you're going to make it happen, you're going to accomplish it. See, there's going to be obstacles that's going to come in your way. Yes, I agree. There's going to be obstacles. But I'm sure you're definitely going to accomplish it because you're going to find ways on how to move and maneuver, break down, tear away those obstacles that's going to come in your way. The brain is going to be very active once you have your heart and the same desire. It's going to figure it out for you. So being afraid is something that we definitely can look forward to. Let's start thinking in the future on from a careful point A. The point being, what does it take? And once we know exactly what it takes, then we're on a whole lot better path or moving forward. Sometimes, you know, we say, we just want to be there. Sometimes we say, you know what, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I just think it's going to happen. So we definitely have to stop kind of like throwing things in the air and then start planning on how things can happen. Because you got to prepare in order for these things to manifest. You have to. Because preparation definitely will take you there. We have to make this happen. You know, I believe in every one of your dreams are real. You would not have it. You would not envision it. You would not see yourself being free if it's not possible. I know it's possible. It's really up to you to make it happen. It's really up to you to keep envisioning, to keep pushing, to keep motivating. Listen to stuff that definitely motivates you. Stay around negative energy, negative. See, I would say anybody, you know, the people are negative, but sometimes, you know, what comes out of the people mode could really sound negative. Sometimes what comes out of the people mode cannot be that encouraging, you know, so we definitely want to always push for the best. Push. Where we have the energy always radiating around us. Now, when we see people, we just see it with. We just want to be like, okay, yeah, it's time to make it happen. It's time to move forward. It's time to be able to overcome any of these things that happened to me. It's time. So when we have that type of energy making us feel like that around certain people in our life, you know, this is the type of stuff that we definitely have to hold on to. And it don't mean that, hey, I need to be your best friend or there's someone you need to always hang around all your life. But at least keep whatever that is that motivates you, that why. Because you need definitely a reason why you're doing things to keep pushing. And once you have the reason why you're doing it, you definitely can always overcome any obstacles. I could tell you there are very many people that, you know, felt like giving up and always wanted the opportunity to be free. And they just don't know what to do. But one of the key points of being free is definitely being around people that is all about that, you know, about advancing themselves, bettering themselves. And I really would recommend, you know, you connect with the right people because it's much more difficult doing it by yourself. lot of people say, you know, I fly solo. A lot of people say I do things on my own. A lot of people say, you know, I'm not gonna mess with this person or mess with that person and just make things happen by myself. But I'm not saying that's not possible, but I can tell you, it has to be very difficult when you're trying to do things by yourself. So it's pretty good to have someone as a partner or some type of guide, you know, to help you do it, because things get rough, man. I mean, things really get rough. And when you see that happen, you know, sometimes just want to give up. Just want to give up. And we definitely don't want that to happen. We definitely don't want that to happen. We want all of our family to be in a position where they are sustainable in life, they are happy, and they feel like, hey, this is me, I'm free. And again, being free don't always mean that, hey, you're the rich person, or you got this house or you got that house. Being free is being able to know who you are. Like I said earlier, like a lion, for those who may just be listening, coming aboard to get to know himself, like similar like. Because you got to know who you are and your purpose in life. And that's when you being successful, being free. It's all about living your purpose. But if you don't get to live your purpose in life, then it's going to be a very sad moment. That's why some have a very rough time. And those who watch the show, a very rough time. Because he is running away from his responsibility of who he really was. And these are the things that we need to start looking at. Who am I? What's my purpose? What should I be doing? How do I put myself in a better position where I can really be free and enjoy what I'm doing in life? How can I be more of a people person? See, because you also got to be a people person. You know, you have to communicate with people in a way that they gravitate to you. You have to be able to do that. And sometimes your communication could be very horrible. You know, I'm not going to be the one to say, hey, everyone going to be on point or from their communication skill down pat. Sometimes it's just not there. So we got to practice. Practice with a family member. Practice in the mirror. You know, you just got to make it happen. And we just got to leave the excuses, too many excuses that we put out there to use as a reason why we can't do it. Leave the excuses alone. I'm going to play one next video that I think is going to also touch some people. And we have to sometimes be fearless as well and making things happen. Thank you. Lord, as you can see there, Ms. O'Neill is singing on that Jesus fearless. Trump by killer. Sometimes, you know, we have to be fearless. Not fearless in the sense of, you know, being cautious now. But, you know, you got to take fear and use it to your advantage. Because when you do feel fear, you know, you watch around you and say, okay, what's going on? Something's up here. Let me be a little careful how I approach certain situations. But the being the fearless part where I definitely strongly agree with is that when you see an obstacle in your way, you can't help fear to go at it and overcome it. Stop letting things hold you back. Fear, hold you back. Don't let people hold you back. You already were put with all the faculties, all you need in life on this earth. You would not deprive of nothing. And you can do it. I know you can. And I need you to know that you can as well. Don't just say, oh, I believe or I think. Know that you can do it. Because it wasn't until Simba was able to know that he was a king to overcome and become the king that he was born to be. And we are conquering lions, Simba, and we shall break every chain. See, chain is just symbolic to obstacles, symbolic to all of the roadblocks in life, whatever may be, whatever may come in your way. Sometimes you just want to give up. I know life is hard. Nobody ever told you it's going to be easy. If it's easy, everybody will be doing it. You are special. You are unique. So you definitely will do it. It's in your DNA to do it. You definitely make it happen. That creator that's inside you, that God, that is inside you, not outside in a space, hopping around or, you know, invisible. That's energy, force inside you. It's not a mystery thing. It's not a mystery. You're not dealing with a mystery. You don't know. You got to know who you are. You got to know that you have the strength and the ability to do what you want to do. The mystery days are over. No more mystery days. And we are in the days of knowing. We are in the days of producing and showing that we can do it. And I know you can do it. And this is why I'm speaking to you today, because I know as you listen to my voice, you can definitely do it. And it's possible. Don't stop pushing. You are in conquering life. I'm definitely going, I think the song is going to be very inspiring as well, too. That's by Long Hill as well. I'm going to let you know, y'all, take a moment and listen to these words. Seep in, and I definitely will do an overview commentary on this song. I think this song is definitely inspiring, definitely wonderful, and helping people grow personally, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, to another level. You know, the thing is, we already came built with everything we need. We just have to know now that we got it. Definitely going on. Get the song going. As you see there, from the great Lord Hell, the conquering light shall break every chain. And that conquering light is inside you. That conquering light that's being talked about. That's a secret that not really being told. You are the conquering lion that's going to break all those obstacles. Any chain that is put on you, you are the one that's going to always have the ability to manifest your world. Your world that you and only you have created. Nobody else but you. You are the creator of your universe. But we need to start thinking along those lines and knowing that. What's in front of you that you're born into was the creation of someone else. But once you tap and know that you are the conquering lion, you are that one that could break the chains in the hole. See, when you're born, you're being held down. You got chains on you. And it ain't always got to be physical. You got mental and spiritual chains put on you. Now it's up to you. Conquer your lion. Be fearless. And break the chains that was put on you from another person creating a universe so you could create your own. You hear me, family? It's up to you now to create your universe and break those chains so you definitely could create your own. And that's all it is. We born in our universe, we create. But we born into already created universe of someone who was ahead of us, whether it's our parents, whether it's other people who had the power and the will and the force to do it. Definitely is not that. We being that lion, being that symbol, be able to break those chains. And sometimes, you know, it don't mean that the universe that you was born into, someone else thought, is actually holding you down. Sometimes, you know, you got inheritance from a family. Your parents might have just left it for you, and you like it. So it don't have to always be a situation where you have to break the chain or break stuff away, because it may just be something that you're born into and that just was in your DNA to continue that legacy. Primarily speaking on those, for those who want their own, separate from what they already was born in. And it's up to them to break that chain. And I know that you can do it. You just have to push hard enough as those pride ahead of you push to create that universe around you. They wasn't able to create that universe that you was born in without them pushing hard enough to make that happen. So the same way how they push to create their universe, you yourself have to push to create your universe. I don't know, Sister Pammy, are you there still? Or? All right, I'm going to wrap up the show. I'm going to play one more thing here. It's going to be by Will Smith, which I think is going to be very good motivation for the people to listen to.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been. And you've been working toward that dream. But that dream that you're holding in your mind, that is possible. That some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy in your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment. A lot of failure, a lot of pain. And moments when you're going to doubt yourself, you say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why does that happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardship, don't give up on the dream. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Greatness is not this wonderful organization. God brought each of them special amongst forever to something that's really good in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers. You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You invest so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself. It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. People who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning. When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. It's easy to have a certain deep thing. As long as you follow other people, as long as you get a copycat, you will never ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best copycat. I'm telling you. That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry. People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to see life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream are really better to test themselves. The people that are living their dream are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
You want to have people that go to the door.
Someone's opinion of you is not for reality, that you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointment, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die. Here.
No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibility. And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want a counselor. I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. Listen to me. You can't get to that level. You can't get to the level academically that you want to be until you start investing your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging you all to go to college. I get to college. Who you are, when you become the person that you are meant to be, designed to be who you designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from the people you get to a place in your life when you want to do what you want, because you're not concerned about the big impact, because you're trying to walk, you're trying to get to the next place, and you're trying to get back to your life.
You could hear that. It ended. But you could live your dream. And sometimes you feel it is a far-fetched, very difficult thing to do. In all reality, it could have really happened. Same way how you get up in the morning, make sure that you're breathing. You have to look at our life and say, breathing is like living my dream. Do I want to breathe? Yes. Do I want to live my dream? Yes. Do I want to be free? Yes. How can I be free? That's like freedom. Don't let no one take your freedom from you. Don't let no one stop you from being motivated and living your dream. Do not let it happen. All right, Sister Palmy there. Yeah, Sister Palmy, can you hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello.
I can hear you now.
Oh, how you doing, Brother Jess?
I'm great.
Wonderful. Yes, I was listening to your program. You're exactly right. We have to, you know, continue to motivate ourselves. You know, there are some times when you know you have to push yourself or you have to push others, but you know you can never give up. You have to find something to, you know, to focus on and to just go for it, no matter how bad or how things may, you know, seem, because we all may, you know, get down sometimes, but we have to definitely motivate ourselves and, you know, do what we have to do, and that's the way we become free, you know, as a people, as a community, et cetera. Yes, sir.
That is so true. And I just want, you know, people know that, you know, fight for what you want. You got to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the day,
sure.
The day,
right.
Let me just sit back and let it come to me. Those days are over. You know, a lot of things
mm-hmm.
you're not just inheriting anymore. We got to fight for it.
Sure do.
Fight for
exactly.
Being
free. Right.
Yep.
You're definitely right.
Right.
You have to fight. Not nothing comes easy. That's what's happening. And so that means you have to push through all obstacles in your life to go for it. And when you do that, on the other side, when you get to that victory, it is so much sweeter because you fought so hard, and therefore you can enjoy your fruits of labors and what you have accomplished.
That is true. Well, I'm definitely going to close up the show. Definitely, you know, I enjoy this topic, and I really hope that those of them who had a chance to listen, to touch, just to be motivated once again, because I always believe people always are motivated, but just be motivated once again to know that you can go after being free, being all that you can be. Do you have anything you just want to say before I actually answer, so that be okay before I actually end the show?
Yes, I just want to, you know, I enjoyed the show. And so thank you for, you know, striving to put it on and give the listeners some motivation, because that's very important. We all should motivate each other, and that way we can, you know, all become successful. And so thank you. And to the listening audience, thank you. And, you know, everyone have a blessed, beautiful night.
Yes, everyone have a blessed night. Until next time, we definitely encourage you to live your dream and be free. Please.